This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Attorney General Eric Holder doesn't have much time left on the job, but before Holder leaves the big stage, he wants to take one last run at holding executives accountable for their role in the mortgage meltdown that helped precipitate the Great Recession. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us to talk about what Holder told a National Press Club audience. Morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, David.
There's been persistent criticism of the Attorney General over the failure to prosecute individual executives for the financial crisis.
Well, yeah. And, you know, earlier in the crisis, there was probably more worry in the Obama administration about the whole financial system collapsing, you know, rather than busting a few bankers and corporations. But now Eric Holder is telling his department lawyers to look at the cases that they've been working. These are for mortgage securities fraud and money laundering, to figure out in the next 90 days if there may be viable prosecutions that they could bring against individuals. Here's Karen Petru. She's at Federal Financial Analytics.
If you prosecute a few high-profile individuals and you make it clear that it's not good enough for them just to give speeches about corporate ethics, that could well bring it home.
Imogen, we should point out Eric Holder's Justice Department has brought a lot of cases, if not against individuals in the past couple of years, well, then against the big banks.
Yeah, civil settlements that totaled over $35 billion against JPMorgan Chase and Citigroup and Bank of America. Now, Holder insists that it is not lack of prosecutorial zeal that cases against individuals haven't happened much. You know, we'll find out soon if some top executives can be held accountable.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you very much.